Interior Alaska Native leaders shared stories of hardship and messages of hope during addresses at a conference in Fairbanks yesterday. The annual Rural Providers Conference is aimed at eliminating alcoholism, domestic violence, sexual abuse, and suicide through traditional and modern means. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The voices of Alaska Natives who have overcome overwhelming obstacles in their lives shown optimism on a conference that covers some heavy subject matter. Former Tanana Chiefs Conference President and Fairbanks pastor Will Mayo led a session on healing from sexual abuse. In his keynote address prior to the session, Mayo emphasized the importance of telling the truth.
We've been silent so long, so long. And the silence is killing us from the inside. And we have to begin to tell the truth. We have to be honest with one another. We have to open doors of communication that many of our elders told us you don't talk about those things.
Mayo talked about a rough upbringing, being sent to reform school, drinking and toxic relationships, and then dealing with what he was holding inside.
I was a poster boy of dysfunction. I was just a typical sad story that any therapist or psychologist or psychiatrist would just hear my story and say, well, of course. That's the way it goes. But I'm here to tell you that people can change.
Mayo credits finding religion with turning his life around and moving on to help others heal. Current TCC President Jerry Isaac also shared a story about recovering from alcoholism, pointing to the importance of forgiving others and yourself.
Forgiveness is a word, and it's only a word. You gotta put action into it. It's hard, it's very difficult, and you know, it's a struggle every day with it. But I'm thankful that I do that because now I feel good to me. I still didn't forgive me yet. I feel good to me.
Isaac was followed to the podium by a younger generation Interior Alaska Native leader. TCC's Travis Cole has also beat alcohol addiction and refocused his life on family and helping others. Cole, an artist, presented a large painting of a tree, describing the work's symbolism, starting with the tree's roots.
You know, getting to the root of the problem, you know, finding why do our people feel like drinking or using drugs, or why are they acting out in violent ways? Then we can start to solve a problem and it'll go away. But then, you know, the trunk, or the strength, is like our community, our people, and you know, we have a strong trunk.
Cole is providing leaves for conference participants to paint. He plans to apply the leaves to his painting, which will go on display at TCC headquarters. The Rural Providers Conference continues with speakers, talking circles, and workshops. It concludes with a staking ceremony Friday, at which participants drive stakes into the ground, signifying a commitment to sobriety or other wellness goal. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.